Hey there, brother. It's Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men with another weekend video for you. I wanted to make a quick video because we've been talking about this in our Facebook group. We have two different Facebook groups that are private support groups that I hope someday you can join us in if you're not in there already. We have all kinds of conversations, and the one conversation that's coming up lately is what books should I read? What books should I read? Now, this is a dangerous question because I believe there's something such a thing as self-help hell. This is when you start clicking on videos like this stupid video I'm making for you right now, hoping you're going to find some magic bullet, some miracle cure to the problems you're having. You think that if you read just enough books or the right books, you're going to find the answer, the magic trick, or the secret sauce that it's going to take to fix the situation you're in, to fix your life, to fix your wife. And the thing I want to tell you in this video is that there is a way to watch stupid videos like this one, even if they're short. Or books or podcasts you're listening to. Don't gorge on them like you're at a Golden Corral buffet and you have to get your money's worth and keep eating and eating. There is no value in continuing to eat because you can't get enough of what you don't need. Normally in one video or one book that is the right book, you're going to get a certain notion. You're going to get a certain insight or a realization that's going to tell you that, that sounds true. I like that. I think that's something that's important to me because I can feel it in my bones. When you get that feeling, it's probably time to turn the video off. It's time to close the book. Because if you get too many hmms, ahas, and holy shits, you're not going to use any of them. You want to find the one thing that makes you feel like, I think I knew that. That's important. I think I knew that. That tells you that you already have an inner wisdom working. You have a set of morals and values inside of you that are already there that you haven't tapped into. It means you don't fully trust yourself, but you trust some dude like me on a video, or you trust some author who's world renowned. Not that we don't have something useful to say. The problem is when you're in pain and discomfort and you have that fear and doom of losing a marriage or something like that, you tend to grasp at anything that's going to fix the situation you're in or fix your wife or have an immediate impact. And I'm here to tell you that there's no such thing as fixing the facts of your circumstance. I know you have a certain outcome in mind that you would love, that you would prefer, but you have to know the only way to change an outcome is by changing yourself and your response to those circumstances. You can't manipulate, bargain, plead, cry. You can't do anything to change the facts. But I'm here to tell you, once you change the way you think about those facts and how you respond to those facts, you'll respond in a much more effective way, a much healthier way. And you can actually begin to see things change outside of you when you know you have to change the part of you inside that is screaming for dear life. You have to be clearer and calmer and more confident in your own wisdom, your own belief, your own non-negotiable truth of what it is you want to be and what you want to create in this world without the fear that other people are going to keep you from getting it. So to end this video, if you're still with me, take one thing away. And the one thing you might take from this video is that you've already got what you need. Read and watch videos until you rediscover that thing that you know to be true and then stop. Because you can't get enough of what you don't need. All you need to know is that you've got it, you're going to be okay, you're always going to be okay, and the calmer and more deliberate you are in responding to these facts that you don't control, the better off you and everybody else is going to be. I hope that helps you today, brother. Take care.